members, any view on that? None, can? Yeah, all right, thanks, Honourable Swart. Colleagues, welcome. It's the 1st of September, the year is gone. Spring Day, yeah, happy Spring Day to everyone. And the festive is just around the corner, eh? Yeah. And you're all welcome, and we tabling two items basically on our agenda. Have you circulated that? Yeah, there's two key items on our agenda today. It's the minutes. We have five sets of minutes that we have to go through and adopt, and then the briefing by the coordinating advisor on the 2016 submissions. We do not intend to start deliberation on the desirability today, but just to put them on the process of Parliament and the committee, so we are able then to determine the way forward on how we're going to be processing them. 67 of them. If we had a full complement of the committee, we would have wanted to start identifying those that would need legal opinion on and those kind of things, but I'm not sure whether the committee would be able to do it today, but at least let's have the tabling of the 2016 submissions and formally put them on a parliamentary process for processing. With that, honourable members, I'm tabling the agenda for consideration and adoption. If you can adopt or add or comment on it.
Move to accept the agenda, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Swart. Any seconder?
I'm seconding, Chair. Ilane Matlaki.
Thanks, Honourable Swart. You must give the other side, Honourable Matlaki. You said you want that double barrel, so I still have to try and maybe if I read it somewhere, then I should be able to pronounce it properly. Eh? Pilani.
Pilani Matlaki.
Oh, Mupila. Hey, oh. No, it's easy. Yeah. Okay, thanks. That's adopted. Then we have a list of apologies. Pat, what are the apologies?
Good morning, members. Apologies that we have received are from Honorable Mutefa, Honorable Mutapo, Honorable Bongo, Honorable Stock, Honorable Mutara, Honorable Mwabe, Honorable Bibman, Honorable Smith, his chair of the ad hoc committee on the funding of political parties today, and Honorable Seth. Honorable Lotrick will join the meeting later.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Honorable Mambur.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. I would like to be released at 11 o'clock.
All right. Hopefully we will be through by that time.
I've actually indicated the request. I'm sure you'll make that change.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, members, I would like to take advice from you whether we swap around the items so that we continue whilst hoping that others will join us for the minutes. Or we start working on the minutes. I'm just worried that if others come and start wanting us to go back, what would members prefer?
What is your preference? Would you rather us have a quorum? Are you expecting more to join us?
Only one member that has indicated that he will join us. So I guess we won't make a quorum.
may I suggest then that we do the briefing on the submissions, we start with that, because we can't accept the minutes. So do I have the correct understanding we won't be able to adopt the minutes today? Then should we not then do the submissions? Just a briefing on the submissions.
All right. I think that will keep us going, you know, because that one doesn't need a decision really. It's to receive the briefing. Is that it? Are we in agreement, right, members?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Talking about the quorum, I think maybe one other thing is that we need to review the time for the meeting of the Constitutional Affairs Committee, because half the time the Friday doesn't seem to be working for us. And I want to actually put forward the idea that maybe we look at the possibility of having these meetings on Wednesday. Maybe around 11:30 for those committees that have got meetings in the morning on Wednesday. They should actually end around 11:30. Then we actually enter into this meeting.
Okay.
And something that you can look at in, logistically,
mm-hmm.
and then advise us accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
It will actually help to improve the attendance of these meetings.
Mm-hmm. Any other views, members?
Look at the time, whether it's 11:30 or 12, and I think we have scheduled this last week. We were supposed to meet on Wednesday, but I think Parliament asked us not to meet because
yes,
of the
yes.
Women's Parliament.
We tried.
Mm-hmm. So I think that would be wise, because then we would be able to meet and deal with the minutes quite quickly and that. Chair, the other issue is when we go to debate the previous ATC, and I have spoken to the committee clerk and she will advise us. It's apparently on Parliament's agenda, so it could be quite soon, but it's Parliament's desk that will tell us when we have a discussion on the last report of the previous submissions. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks. But that is already in the procedural office, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We will... On our programming committee, we will then submit, I think, a program that talks to the Wednesday sitting. Thanks. Susan, take us through. So we're then not going to do the minutes, because obviously it's quite clear that we're not going to have the quorum today. So we have one item on the agenda, which is just a briefing. And the content advisor will tell us how she intends doing the presentation on this 67 submission. Ms. Honorable Swart?
Chair, I was just wondering, before we have the briefing, if it's going to be very extensive, maybe just highlighting certain issues, because we haven't got the documentation before us yet. I don't know if it was circulated to anyone else, but and then before the next meeting we would be able to consider that, but just the highlighting, I'm sure that's the approach that we should adopt, because a number of members have indicated they need to leave early, so we just need, it might not be a very extensive discussion until we've actually received all the submissions, Chair. Thank you.
Are you referring to the summary on the resort or the actual the hair presentation?
No, I'm talking about both, Chair. Maybe
the files were in the pigeonholes.
In the pigeonholes, okay. But the presentation that we're going to receive now, is that the summary that has been circulated?
Yes.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Right, let's take the presentation.
Good morning, honourable members. With regard to the submissions, what myself and the committee secretary have decided during our team meeting is that for processes and administration purposes, we want members to be tabled with the official original submissions, excuse me, thank you, Chair, the official original submissions by the actual submitters. So what we've done is we've bound all the submissions as received, because from previous experiences is that I've just started with the summary and members had a view of the original submissions at a much later stage, and then we had an issue with the way that we had referenced them. So we wanted, because these ones are 67 and they're quite critical ones, the process which, the strategy which we've adopted is that we now bound the original ones, and I want to take members through in a quick way where I've already summarized them, but I want members to approve the summary, which will, by implication, also approve the referencing, so that by the time we're actually deliberating, we're on agreement with regard to the structure and the formats that we're going to take. Because there's so many, we have to be very clear as to how we're going to keep track of exactly each and every submission, which ones we have considered to be outside of the mandate of the committee, which ones that the committee collectively decides wants to go to legal opinion, and which ones the members feel are completely ready for deliberation. So without providing the summary, the idea is that members were supposed to have this booklet, which then has the originals, and then I speak to the summary, you approve the summary, and then upon approval of the summary, we're then able to deliberate on the categorization, we're able to deliberate on the referencing, because there were issues in the past where we've had changes in the referencing. So if members are in agreement with that approach, I can then proceed with this draft summary, and then the actual the final summary, which has been approved by members, according to all the matters that I've raised, will then be the one that we speak to moving forward. This is just a strategy to ensure that we are in agreement with regard to everything we've received, because what happens as well is that we always receive submissions that went outside of the date. These are the actual ones that fall within the timeline of the 30 days. So if members are in agreement with that, I can then take you through each and every one of the ones we've received, but in summary form, and the idea is that members are to page through this booklet to get a sense of what I've captured as being a summary of what the submitter is saying, and the just a short recommendation as to whether we find it frivolous as a committee, and then I tick off the ones that are frivolous, I tick off the ones that need legal opinion, and I tick off the ones that are ready for deliberation. And then from that point, members sit with a summary that is something that they are in agreement with. I then put it to the chair to then indicate whether the committee is happy with that approach.
No, we did that in the past, so just go ahead and do the presentation. They will indicate members if they're not following, but I think it's an easy way.
All right, thank you, Chairperson. The first submission of 2016, as can be seen, is referenced CR16 to indicate the year. Number one is submitted by the Khoisan National Defense Unit. The subject matter of the submission, the format that I will be following members is that I will give you the reference, I will then follow up with the submitter themselves or the group, and then I will follow up with the subject matter, and then the last column is then the recommendation. And then we'll then rule on whether we feel as a committee that needs legal opinion, whether we feel it's outside of our mandate, or whether it will be ready for deliberation at a later stage. So now beginning with submission 1 of 2016 from the Khoisan National Defense Unit, the subject matter of the submission is that the submitters would like the Defense Laws Act of 1996 to be demobilization and on self-defense to insert certain sections into this piece of legislation, because they are stating that the Act as it stands does not cater for full participation and integration of the Khoisan soldiers, who are then referred to as the Cape Corps, into existing legislation on defense matters. The recommendation with regard to this first submission is that this matter needs to be referred to the Portfolio Committee on Defense and Military Veterans, because it does not have any reference to a section in the Constitution itself that actually needs to be changed. If members are in agreement with the recommendation that this one be referred immediately without us having to go into it, because it doesn't make reference to the Constitution, then I will categorize this one as one that needs to be, that is not within the mandate of the committee.
We agree, Chairperson, that it will be referred.
Yeah, Members, let's just apply our mind whether we are capacitated then to make that decision to refer. I guess if we have to stick to the quorum, we have to, you know, I'm not sure, but I would ask them to be guided.
I think what we can do is we can it will reflect it in our minutes later.
Yeah.
And we can just, when we are fully quorum, we can just condone the decision, but at least in principle, we are saying we agree with the reference. So I don't think we are quorum to take the decision, but I think that when the other members come, when we deal with it later, we can just confirm the decisions that we're taking.
All right. Are we in agreement? Yeah. All right. So we're noting the preference of the committee to say that must be referred immediately to the sister committee. Right. Proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. So just as a matter of concluding on this particular submission, we'll then categorize that one as one that falls outside of the mandate of the committee because it does not make reference to a section in the Constitution that needs to be reviewed. Moving on to submission number 2 of 2016, this was submitted to the committee by Mr. Shepherd Silai, and the subject matter of this submission is section 29(2), which is the right to receive education in official language. With respect to this submission, there's been a lot of work that has been done by the education policy and laws that have been passed in this regard. Basically, the submitter is feeling that Section 6 of the South African School Board prescribes that several preconditions need to exist. In order to determine the language policy within schools. If I am then to summarize the facts of the submission as it states to the committee, as it's being referred to the committee, it is therefore now a common knowledge in the context of education that one speaks 12 official languages with the inclusion of South African Sign Language as stipulated in the Constitution. Again, this submission does not necessitates that the committee have reviews the constitution because it speaks to language, and this is a matter that the committee is still also considering. What this submitter is trying to request the committee is that the educational policies of the country need to be changed in order to accommodate the change of the addition of languages which the school elects to use as native languages which they want to apply. This section of the law is already spoken to by existing legislation. It does not necessitate a change of the constitution, only an amendment of existing laws, which then will be cited in the recommendation. Again, my recommendation is that this one does fall outside of the scope of our committee, regardless of the fact that it speaks to the right to receive education in official language. This was already catered for in our laws, and it can be amended in the relevant laws within the department that is related to the specific submission. If members are in agreement, then I have then categorized this one as category 3, which is one that is also does not necessarily fall within the mandate of the committee, notwithstanding the fact that it does make reference to a section in the Constitution.
Members?
Yeah. I agree.
Right. Agreed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, committee. The following submission is submission number 3, and this was referred to the committee by Mr. Pofa, and he would like the committee to consider the review on the section on the expropriation of land. With regard to this submission, the issue that the submitter has is the criteria that is used for the expropriation of land. And as I've briefed the committee in a previous year, this matter is a matter that has been taken up by the high-level panel committee, and their report they've been given more time to consider this matter, and their report is due for release next week on the 6th or on the 5th. This matter has been dealt with in detail by that committee because it's a land issue that is quite contentious. I feel that the committee cannot precede the decisions and the recommendations that come out of the reviews of this particular section of the Constitution, because as a committee, we are expected to then follow course of the work that has been done in this regard. So this particular submission, not that it falls outside of the mandate of the committee, I would just like direction with members. Is it one that we are going to cite as requiring legal opinion, or is it one that we are going to say is being considered by Parliament, and Parliament then awaits the recommendations of that process that is going to be released to South Africa on either the 5th or the 6th of September next week? May I check? On the 5th and 6th, they're going to be releasing the report on the high-level panel that was investigating laws that relate to various matters. One of those matters is going to be the expropriation of land. That matter has been dealt with, and there's going to be recommendations that come out of that committee which may actually have an implication of changing the section in the Constitution. But that matter has been taken up by the by a part of Parliament, and we cannot make a ruling with regard to this section and changing the Constitution without having reference to that report, which is due to then be released officially next week.
I got the impression that it falls within our mandate, and therefore, if there is a you're saying there's a high panel, I'm not sure about that high panel and when will it be reporting, and how does it affect us to take a decision on the matter?
Supported the first speaker on the matter. Why it is precisely said that the matter is on the high panel, as it's we have been briefed here. We will be seen as the predetermining or the outcomes of the high level panel. So it will be wise for us as Parliament, because there is that intergovernmental law. We wait for them, they conclude. I think it is almost about next week. Yeah, then after that we may perhaps look at the matter if they haven't covered the issue of the expropriation. Thank you.
Regard to amending this particular law, but they are going to be change, well, I don't want to say there are going to be changes, but this matter has been considered quite extensively, and there's going to be recommendations that relate to the subject matter.
Members, I think let's conclude this. This submission falls squarely within our mandate, and the two processes are not related. That's a high-level panel that will make recommendation to the Speaker on impact. Their mandate is to look at the impact of the laws that Parliament has passed. So it's totally not related to. So we will carry this through at the right time as in terms of what we've agreed earlier on, that it's part of our work that will then make decision on how we process it going forward. Next one, and then try.
Thank you, Chairperson. If you look at this 16.3, it's a bucket full of things that have been requested.
The back page.
If you look at the back page of it, it has. Is it not the same? What is at the back of 16.3? It doesn't have a number because it says this is a continuation of what you see in the front. Okay, can you just clarify what is at the back of it? Because in front it has just two items, but then when you look at the back of it, then it has, and it's still the same person, Molesana Kova. And then at the back it has a lot of suggestions. A public protector should be appointed by Concord, the state person should not be given authority to appoint ministers. A deputy minister's role should be abolished in order to save costs. But the point I wanted to make is that the idea could be maybe flagging it and not dealing with it now. But at the same time, I think maybe you need to respond to this communication. And then so that you can sift what could be issues that could be brought to this committee. Because here it's just a bucket full of, you know, emotional things. And then respond to them, legally so. If something is discriminatory, then you've got to respond, citing the Constitution as to how inappropriate this is, and then see what can be brought to the committee. It will make it easier, rather than have this whole list of things that are actually being brought to us. And just at a glance, you can just see some of them are just out of order.
There's one there that we must bring our own lunch to work, so I'm not sure if that also applies to our breakfasts.
All right. No, I think at the time of determination of on the desirability, we will then see to be able to do what Honourable Bilan Majake is suggesting. I think for now we are saying it carries through because it does one or two aspects that are covered in this thing. Aren't we talking about the constitutional? Are we still on that one?
Yes, we're still on it.
Yes. So the rest of the submission, you know, those elements that do not fall apart, the committee will then do a determination. And I think when we are busy with the entire submission, sift what is not belonging to the to us and that kind of thing. Yeah. Right, Susanna, please try and move a little faster.
All right.
Otherwise, we'll lose members soon.
All right, Chair. Without taking us back, Chair, the four focal areas for the high-level panel is to review legislation, to amend on the implementation of legislation, to identify gaps in existing laws, as well as then to then make the proposal of action and steps that need to be taken on the impact of specific areas of legislation. So the mandate is also to review legislation and to make an assessment on the implementation, to identify the gaps and address it by making the amendments that are necessary through the necessary avenues in Parliament. So Chairperson, would it be in order then to say that this one, in terms of we can't say we are parking it, can we say that we are then referring it to our legal, because it is quite detailed, and with regards to the other comment of it, being too vague. Our rules confine us to actually considering submissions which stipulate a section and also have a suggestion as to why the submitter is saying that they want to see the change made in the constitution. We've been protected from this very thing that we're seeing in this email from Mr. Pofu, where the submitter is not willing to page through the constitution and say this section has an issue and I would like it to change in order to satisfy this, because it then makes it difficult for us to respond to every letter of emotion. So, ma'am, in that regard, that is why it seems as if I've disregarded some of the suggestions that were made, because they don't follow the expectations of our rules as the Joint Standing Committee on Constitutional Review. We are to then specifically focus on someone who specifies the section and says what they want to see change in the section, and then the committee deliberates based on that. Because a lot of people do submit like this, there are letters, and it's to protect us from this very thing, ma'am.
Members? Yeah. Honourable Pilan Majake?
Then Ms. Water actually indicating that, you know, when a submitter presents something, should actually then stipulate the section and our suggestion as to how the section should actually be amended. Doesn't that actually then indicate that whatever needs to be brought to us should have complied? And it can actually then make our work easy.
Honourable Bukman, want to say something?
No,
oh, okay.
I was saying that.
I guess the beginning of a submission, you know, it's subject to that process when we are determining the desirability and the compliance and all of that.
Right.
So I don't see any harm now. We don't have to chuck it, to start trimming it now and that kind of thing. As long as we are able to put it within a category, because we're still going to be revisiting those categories. Right, Sandra?
Moving on then to submission number four. Submission number
Honorable.
No, I just want to go back to what I said earlier in terms of what should be brought to the committee. I think it needs to be lucid, because we can actually end up with a lot of work that is brought to us that doesn't qualify. And you have to agree that you have to actually have the kind of criteria that will determine what needs to be brought to the committee. Because if it doesn't qualify, do you have to bring it here to us in order for us to actually indicate to you that it does not qualify when you knew that it's not qualifying?
Paying for their own lunches and things, you know. So maybe the way forward
We are considering it, so I differ from Advocate Mpuwana. We are considering it now. It's before us. We are getting a briefing. But to give guidance to the submitters, we might want to form a generic letter that says, in terms of our rules, this is what is required for a submission. So we're helping people when they make submissions. So you're referring to land without expropriation. Read the Constitution and tell us which section of the Constitution you want to amend and why. Otherwise, and then we can consider it. We need to understand there are lay people as well that make it submission. So that will bring us in line with the process that is required. And we are not just rejecting it at this stage. We are saying, well, send us your submission again. I don't know, it's a suggestion maybe to help people making submissions.
Yeah, on the advert we do. We this time around we ran a full program of education where the whole team of parliament was going throughout to communities and educate them on how to get involved with the process. But we take the point.
Then in the light of that, then I suggest that we continue with our first suggestion, which was to refer then for it. The opinion, well, because there'll be a number now where at this stage we can decide whether they comply with that advert or not. Or, because we don't have a quorum here, we might want to hold it over for the full committee to consider. I don't think it's necessary now to finally deliberate on the issues, but we are deliberating now on the process.
Honourable Brown?
Has not specified the specific section which they would like to have the committee review. What Honourable Mpumlane has suggested is something that I did do in the submission, where I tried to read through it, and whereas we're not supposed to actually do that, Honourable Mpumlane, but if it's a way, a process that the committee would like to suggest, then we can work through the rules committee to change our rules to allow us then to try to decipher submissions and see what submitters are saying. But currently, as our rules stand, they do want us to look at a submission where there is a section of the Constitution stated and a suggestion with regard to what the submitter would like to see. Because now submission number 4 did not stipulate the section, I will not go into what the sections actually relate to in the Constitution and state that to the members that this one then, by force of our rule, also just then also falls outside of the scope of the committee's mandate, because it makes it difficult for us to then process it. If I'm then to read into the submission, it speaks to the removal of unlimited rights for criminals, which is spoken to in Section 35. It speaks to transformation of the judiciary, which is spoken of in Section 174 to Section 176. And it speaks to stop hate speech. And on these particular matters, with regards to Section 35 of the Bill of Rights, it provides for the rights of the arrested and the detained persons are something that we need to respect. And we cannot just completely deprive inmates of the right to food and the right to shelter because civilians are aggrieved, because they are the people who are seen to be in the wrong. How can they be provided with services when they themselves in the communities are struggling to receive services? But this kind of submission, as a way of example, is difficult for the committee to then process, because it's an emotional submission that doesn't specify then what the committee must actually do to assist the submitter to see the kind of changes they want in the Constitution. So this one then falls under Category 3, and then which is then the ones which are outside of our mandate. Moving on then to submission number 5. There's a very thorough summary which I've provided for all these submissions. It's just for the sake of time, I'm just going to have to go through it in the way members have proposed. Submission number 5, I've said, is falls under Category 2. It's from Mr. James Dikwai. It's requesting the committee to review the electoral system and its reform to allow for individual candidates to stand for presidency during elections. This particular submission that speaks to the Van Zyl Slabbert report, it speaks to a lot of sections within the Constitution, and because it just speaks to electoral reform, we know that the Van Zyl Slabbert Commission report has particular thorough recommendations with regard to Section 87. So this one I'm suggesting that we refer it to the legal people to have a look at that, and then also brief the committee on the stance or that the committee would like to take with regard to reforming the electoral system in order to allow individuals to stand for candidate of presidency. Submission number 5, Honourable.
Correct.
now we can't go backwards and forwards. We've taken it. What we are doing here is we are categorizing.
Yes.
We're not rejecting anything.
Yeah.
There will be a deliberation at a later stage.
Mm.
So let's not go back.
Yeah.
We decided that we were going to categorize it as number three. That's item four.
Yes.
Now we're number five.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Proceed to Sanda.
Submission 16 of them 2000, I mean submission 6 of 2016 has no name provided in terms of the actual submitter. I looked through the email thoroughly, I could not locate who the person was, but and the email address, it's not one that, oh, it was sent from the post office. Thank you. It was sent from the post office, and this particular submission speaks to issues of land restitution, offences of persons in office of treason, limited rights of convicted persons, and the right to vote should be limited to people who are paying tax. Again, this one, it does not specify the section, and then, therefore it falls under Category 3. And if members are happy with that, then I can then move on to submission number 7. Submission number 7.
But Chair, just as a matter of principle, if there's no name attached, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But if we put it number 3, but in all likelihood it will be rejected because there's no name. We don't know who made the submission.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Sure.
Submission number 7 is by Mr. Chai Haifang Chu. He's an Asian person who then requested the committee to reinstate the death penalty and to remove the right for inmates to vote during the national election. This one is then falls under category 3 as well, because in his email he fails to then refer us to these sections, and he fails to then stipulate how it must be changed. He just states the fact that he wants the death penalty to be reinstated in South Africa and for inmates to not be allowed to vote. Submission number 8 is by Mr. Fenter Peter, and he also requested the reinstatement of the death penalty without citing the section, and that also falls then under Category 3.
I still say, ma'am, if that is the rule, I request that when you come to us, when you go to reconsider this, please put the section in the and don't categorize it as three, because the person did not know what section. I think it's unfair, and I'm requesting it.
I think he's ordered, and the notion that he is raising, which has been noted previously, we are just now categorizing them. We're still going to come back and deliberate on them as you requested, Honorable Bumlani. Yeah, I think we are ordered. That will happen after we come and deliberate on this. Let's just categorize them as being categorized. Thank you.
Category 3 will still be there in the next meeting. So if on consideration we change that submission to category 1 or 2, it will still happen. Right. So let's move on that principle on our Pumla, and let's go through proceed, Sisanda.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. As it's noted, members, I will then make sure that the summary will contain the reference to the section and the categories as then decided today, and the minutes will also reflect same. Moving on then to number 9, Number 9 was submitted by Mr. Goodman Litoli, and he also did not cite his section. He wanted us to deliberate on the retirement funds legislation. It's not recommended as well that the committee considers this on the basis of it not being in line with our mandate. Therefore, I've categorized it as Category 3, as members will see the original submission in their packs. Moving on then to number 10, if I may, members. Number 10 is by Mr. Phil Melton, and he would like to see a section in the Constitution that refers to a transgression of constitutional law. He's proposing that members must then insert a section which says once a person has transgressed the Constitution, there must be a sort of the punishment that is attached to that that is cited by a section. He did not himself cite a section that he wants to change because he simply states that the section does not exist yet. So it's difficult for him to then cite a section in order for the committee to consider it if it doesn't exist. So then that one has been categorized as Category 1, which is ready for deliberation and consideration by the committee. If then we move on. Submission number 11 is by Mr. Lekonyai. He's also requesting the committee to then review the electoral laws, to review the mining laws for development. He also did not then cite the actual section that he wants the committee to consider, and this then falls under Category 3. Submission 12 is by Mr. Philip Gonsalves. He also did not reference a section, and he stated in brief that he would like the committee to review the powers of the president, and this one is also categorized under 3. Number 13 was submitted by Fabian, and he requested, and this particular one, it refers to the National Prosecuting Authority, Section 1794, 5D, and subsection 6. We have then categorized this one as Category 2, which is one that then requires a legal opinion so that the committee can be briefed by legal services before we engage on deliberations on the subject matter. The committee can then also decide to invite the submitter to then elaborate on his submission at a later stage. Submission number 14 is, sorry, I've just got number 14 is again also by Mr. Nelson Lekonyai. This person submitted two submissions. He submitted submission number 11, and then he went on to submit submission number 14. In submission 14, he wants the committee to review the right to protest in order to prevent the destruction to property. This one can also be referred to legal, and it's been categorized as one that the committee must refer to legal as Category 2. Number 15, it was then submitted by Gabriel Kachiso. He requests the committee to review Section 47A, Roman numeral 1, Section 48, Section 52, subsection 4, Section 55, subsection A, Section 64, 4, Section 683B, Section 84E, Section 89.1 and 2, Section 91, subsection A, and Section 96, subsection B. This one is quite a thorough submission, and I have then recommended that we refer this one to legal for a briefing, and also perhaps invite the submitter to speak to his submission before the committee can then engage on deliberation on this one. Number 16 is by Mr. Rajesh Maharaj. Mr. Maharaj did not cite the section of the Constitution which he would like the committee to consider, but the subject matter of this submission is on the electoral reform, and this has also been covered by the Slavic Commission report. Moving on to number 17. Number 17 was submitted by Christopher. Christopher did not reference the section, but however, his submission goes to the heart of the public funding of political party funding, and he wants the committee to consider the Constitution in light of the legislation that speaks to this particular matter. This one has been categorized as one that is then not falling within the mandate of the committee because he did not cite the section and he refers to laws which exist in national legislation. Submission number 18 is from Funduzo. Funduzo requests the committee to review the Bill of Rights, Section 83 to Section 102. The submission has also then was being referred for legal opinion for briefing. Submission number 19 is by Mr. M.G. Matofere. He also does not cite the section according to the original submission, and his submission is regard to the review of the election of the president. Submission number 20 is by Adila. Adila would like the addition of an impeachment clause in the constitution. However, Adila did not cite the section as well, and this one is therefore categorized as category 3. Submission 21 is by Meho Wilson. Meho Wilson is requesting the committee to review section 239 in order to insert subsection 1A, B, and subsection 2A into this existing part of the constitution. This one has then been also referred to legal for legal opinion prior to the committee's deliberation and has been also inviting the submitter on the day that his submission is being deliberated upon. Submission number 22 is by Ntebo Morodu. Ntebo Morodu is requesting the committee to limit presidential power and request that the country has the option of a non-partisan president. Because Mr. Morodu did not cite that the section that he wants, where he wants us to insert this in the constitution, it becomes then difficult for the committee to work within its current rules, and this one has also then been categorized as category 3. Submission number 23 is by Tessa Paulson, excuse me, member. Tessa Paulson has not referred the committee to a section. However, the submission states the abolishment of the term colour in reference to people of colour in South Africa, the recognition of mission stations established to shield indigenous groups from persecution, and other matters which relate to the Khoikha people, the Khoikwa people, and the Khoi people. This submission then becomes also difficult for the committee to consider. However, members, I can say that some of these matters have been referred accordingly in previous years. We will then be able to write to the submitters and refer them to how the committee has resolved on some of these issues, so that we are not seen to disregard them, but we are in fact answering that this matter has been considered in previous years. Moving on then to number 24. Number 24 was then submitted by Mac Oswald. He also did not reference the section. It is recommended that then this one is being categorized as 3, which is one that does not fall within the mandate of the committee. Submission 25 is by Elsa Post. Elsa Post did not also make a reference in her email to the section of the constitution, and then this one also falls then under category 3. Submission 26 is by Advocate Mukavela, and Advocate Mukavela is requesting the committee to review section 179 on the appointment of the National Director of Public Prosecution. The proposed section is requesting that it be amended to provide that the position be filled through the conventional recruitment method. Advocate is not satisfied that the president is the person who then elects the National Director of Public Prosecution. So this one has been categorized under category 2 for referral to legal, so that the committee can deliberate on whether we want to have a normal process of appointment of the NDWP, or we want then to have it as it is in the constitution, where our president then elects the person who is going to be the National Director of Public Prosecution. Moving on to submission number 27 is by Jess Cravis. Jess is requesting the committee to consider section 46.1 subsection C to allow for proportional representation and a constituency representation in the National Assembly. This is aimed at enhancing public participation, the submitter expresses, and for MPs to have a direct contact with their constituencies. This submission is then ready for deliberation by the committee, and I felt it does not necessitate a referral to legal opinion, and that members will be able to interrogate the submission as it is and decide on how to move on it. Submission 28 is by Ms. L. Sizanzi, and she is requesting the committee to review section 196, 4F, Roman numeral 2, and section 4D of the same section, and this section specifically speaks to the request for the framework of the Public Service Commission for the investigation of all labor-related grievances by former public service employees. This particular submission 28 is ready for consideration by the committee as the previous one, and then also falls under category 1. Submission 28 is by Mr. P. B. Green. Sorry, members, beg your pardon. Submission 29 is by Mr. P. B. Green. Mr. P. B. Green, there's no section, and he's only providing the committee with a narrative. In his narrative, he is requesting that retired judges to assist in the appointment of Chapter 9 office bearers, and remove the president from assisting, and also the speaker ought to be non-partisan. He's requesting that this constitution reflects that. But however, this one did not have the particular section, and I've noted the committee's suggestions with regard to the ones with no sections. However, this one I've then will categorize as proposed as category 3. Submission 30 is by Ms. Thandi Ngcobo. Ms. Thandi Ngcobo is requesting a review of section 25.7, which relates to land rights. And then this one I've suggested that the committee refer to the PC on human settlement, because it's on land rights with particular reference, sorry members, to the right to housing. So this one is one where when you read the original submission, it's one that the committee can recommend for referral to the PC on human settlement. Submission 31 is by Sydney Mitchell. Sydney does not make a reference to the particular section which the committee must interrogate. However, she is stating within the submission the personal views that the constitution has failed the citizens, and it makes a recommendation for constitutional reform to be an area which the committee considers and looks into. This submission has then been categorized as category 3, which is one that then falls out of the mandate, but the members will then deliberate on this categorization and the way forward on this one. Submission 32 is by Mohlodi. Mohlodi does not make reference to the actual submission section that they want to change. However, the subject matter of Mohlodi's submission, as per the original submission, is the recommending for a reform of the constitutional laws of the country and the reduction of the number of provinces in order to reduce the duplication and the impact of the resources, thereby making service delivery more efficient, as explained clearly on the submission. However, this also then falls under category 3. Submission number 33 is by Mr. Michael James, and he's requesting the committee to review section 20, where no citizens may be deprived of citizenship, to read, and then it must read as that no citizens may be deprived of citizenship, and the recommendation is that the submitter makes, not the one from myself, that no natural born citizen may lose or be deprived of citizenship. The review of citizenship is a possible infringement on section 9(3) of the Constitution and the Citizenship Act, which the country has, and also this submission I've requested that the committee refer to the PC on Home Affairs upon reading the original submission, which then means that it is also falls under category 3 for referral to another committee, which is then more in line with what is being requested. Submission number 34 is by Mr. N. Windsor. Mr. Windsor, upon reading his email, did not make reference to the sections as well in the Constitution. However, he makes recommendation for constitutional reform areas to focus on the request for a legal definition of personhood be given to unborn person. He's requesting for legal definition of marriage be regarded as between natural born man and natural born woman. And then he's also requesting for the recognition of the Khoi and the San as the first people of South Africa. This submission is then also categorized under 3 due to the lack of the particular section which the committee must delve into when it's considering it. Submission 35 of 2016 is by Mr. Martins. Mr. Martins is requesting the committee to review section 42, from section 42 all the way through to section 82 in chapter 4, which deals with parliament, on chapter 5 of the president and the national executive. And the submission speaks to an encroachment on the separation of powers, and it speaks to an election of the head of the majority party, and the president ought to be two different individuals. this submission, then it's one which the committee can refer to legal for a legal opinion, and if the committee is happy with that, I can then move on to submission number 36, which is by Motlapeng Alvin. Motlapeng Alvin is requesting the committee to review section 35, subsection 3K, to be amended in order to read as follows: to be tried in one of the official languages of the Republic of South Africa, if not practical, to have proceedings interpreted in one of the official languages. The recommendation would be of high cost to the state, because he's complaining that the state is having to employ people of a foreign language. If it's a language which is not spoken within South Africa, we are having to then, in order to give that person a fair trial, we are having to hire people who speak the language to come into court and then speak that language in court. And this person feels that there needs to be a change in the constitution to not allow this, because this is too high a cost for the country. Because this person has then cited the section and then made the recommendation, this one is one that stands as ready for consideration and deliberation, and I've categorized it as category 1. Moving on then to number 37. Number 37 is by Sylvester Finger. Sylvester does not make reference to the section in the Constitution, but only in summary states that the Constitution ought to permit citizens to elect the president and not have one imposed on them by the political parties. So this one is been categorized as 3, because it's then not referencing the section which is required to be reviewed. Submission then number 38 is by Moloko. Moloko does not make reference to the Constitution as well, and the subject matter is that he recommends that a minimum government structure must be established in order to strengthen the weaker government structures. In order to give legal standing to internal auditors for the fraud and reduction of all fraud within institutions, and reporting to shareholders, not to be a management liability alone, and to allow for people to be able to report to shareholders, not to management, without fear of reprisal from their management. Because this particular submission does not make reference to the section, it then falls under category 3. Submission number 39 is exactly the same as submission number 52, which I'll get to later, and it's also submitted by the very same person. This person is advocate Nathaniel Masomelo. Masomelo is then requesting the committee to have a look into section 6.1, which speaks to languages, and the committee is under the process of considering section 6.1 and the official languages of South Africa. In addition thereto, advocate Masomelo is requesting the committee to review section 103 regarding provinces. With regard to the provinces, he's stating that the boundaries of provinces which coincide with the former Bantustan should be abolished, as they were a waste of state resources. This submission is then one which can be referred for legal opinion in part, and in part of section 103, which speaks to provinces. However, the section 1 part of the submission is one which the committee will in due course make a ruling on, as the committee is thoroughly considering the 12 of the official languages and is in the process of then making its report in this regard. So this one, the one is then needs to stand in abeyance in waiting the committee's conclusion on 6.1 languages, and then the other part of the submission which relates to section 103 is one which I've then recommended as category 2 for referral to for legal opinion. Submission number 40 is by Phakamandi Dlamini. Phakamandi does not make a reference to the Constitution. However, if you read the original submission, it's a request for the expropriation of land without compensation, and his national legislation in this regard is the expropriation bill, is to be sent to the NSOP for concurrence at the time of me drafting this summary, is what I stated. However, because it does not make reference to the section, it's category 3, and his matter will then be spoken to by the report which is to come out in due course. Submission number 41 is by K. Maimelo. K. Maimelo is requesting the committee to review section 86.1 on the election of the president, and requests also that the committee consider broader constitutional reform. This submission has then been categorized as category 2, which is one that is then requiring the committee to submit it for legal opinion. He's also requesting schedule 3 of the constitution be reviewed in order to speak to the election of the president and to allow the electorate to elect the president themselves. And in particular, they want the committee to consider changing Schedule 3, Part A, Subsection 1 and A. This one I've categorized under Category 2 for the committee to receive legal opinion on it. Submission number 42 is by Henry Isaac of the SAHRC, and this person has also not referenced the Constitution. The subject matter, he's requesting for the reform addressing the following: the identification of the Khoisan people as the highest people and also sole government for the Khoisan with a constitution for their territories with a parliament made out of the Khoisan tribe. This one, because it does not specify the section, is one that falls under category 3. Submission number 43 is by Fuena Matuba. Wena is requesting the committee to review the right to life, which is encapsulated in Section 11 and Section 29, 1A-2B, which is the right to education. This submission I've then categorized as Category 2, which is, will be referred for legal opinion. However, if I am to brief members just briefly on the content, the request for the review of the equality clause regarding the state not discriminating on people also on the basis of pregnancy and marital status. These matters are then covered in other pieces of legislation, which I will brief the members on more thoroughly when we've agreed on this summary. Moving on then to submission number 44. Submission number 44 is by Mem Priscilla. Mem Priscilla is requesting the committee to review section 27.1a, which is the right to reproductive health, and request a review of social grants permitting the number of children in requesting the number of children be reduced in order to reduce state costs. She requests to give full social grant for the first child and limited social grant for any other children thereafter. And this entire submission then, it falls under the social grant law, which is one that is ready for consideration by the committee, and I've categorized this one as category 1, and the members then should not be in need of the legal opinion on this one because it's clear and there are laws on it. Moving on to submission number 45, which is by Piovia Dinyaga. Mr. Dinyaga is beg your pardon, members, is requesting the committee to review section 15.2, subsection 8 through to C. The request is for the review of the sections on religious observations to include government institutions, which is to hire religious leaders who can be assigned to schools in order to improve the moral behavior of students and to manage religious practices. This submission has been supported by four other submitters and represents the Matlala Patros fraternity. This submission is one which I feel is ready for consideration by the committee and is categorized as category 1. However, if members feel that they would like a legal opinion on this inclusion of religious leaders and within institutions in order to better moral behavior, then we can change it from category 1, which is ready for consideration, or move it to category 3, category 2, where we can request legal to then give us an opinion in this regard. And I'll just need a ruling from the chairperson with regard to the categorization. Sorry, Honorable Chair, I'm just saying this one, I was not sure whether this one is ready as it is when members looking at the original, or whether they would like a thorough opinion from legal before they deliberate on this one. Basically, just to recap again, they request a review of the section on religious observances to include government institutions, which is to hire religious leaders who can be assigned to schools in order to improve the moral behavior of students and to manage the religious practices. This has been supported by four other people, which are part of a fraternity. I'm saying my recommendation is ready for consideration by the members as is originally submitted. However, if members would like a more thorough legal opinion on it, I can then shift it from one to category two instead.
Members, but I think it's category one.
And number one.
Yeah, it one is fine.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, members.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. My apologies for being late.
That's all right.
Chairman, I was just wondering when I read this, should we not also perhaps get a legal opinion on this, given the recent court judgments or rulings in terms of religion at schools?
Okay, that's fine. But still category one. Yeah. All right. Proceed.
Thank you, members. So, conclusively, that one is one that's ready for consideration, which members can then re-decide if they want further opinion at a later stage. Submission 46 is by Homoso. Homoso is representing a youth organization and is supported by 16 other people on the original submission. The submission is requesting the committee to review Section 9.3, which is the equality clause, Section 11, which is the right to life, Section 15.1 on the freedom of religious belief and opinion, and Section 27, subsection 1A, all the way through to C, which is the right to health, the right to food, the right to water, and the right to social security. Homoto and others is also requesting the committee to review Section 29, the right to education, and also conclusively Section 195.1F, which is accountability of public administration. The request for the review of these matters pertaining to the pay point shelter for all people, the right to service delivery, the lack of healthcare resources, and delayed arrest and gender-based violence. This matter is ready for consideration by the committee, and I've categorized it as category one, as I felt that there's national legislation in place which addresses all of the issues which have been brought by the youth organization. Moving on then to submission number 47. Submission number 47 is by Herbert Pafu again, and it is supported by 15 other people. It is with regard to Section 15.1 on the freedom of religion, belief, opinion, and is cited by the submitter on the basis of the submission. They are basically requesting that sex work must not be allowed in South Africa and that the traditional system of South Africa needs to be reformed. In this regard, I would then say that this one needs to be referred for legal opinion so that members can first hear the legal standing with regard to recent case laws that pertain to this matter. I've then categorized it as category two. Moving on to number 48. 48 is by Wilhelmina. Excuse me, members, I will just refer to the surname where I find it difficult to pronounce because I do not want to disrespect people by saying their names are wrong. So I'll always mention just the part where it's easier for me to pronounce. Wilhelmina is supported by 17 other people. I'm sorry, 11 other people. She is requesting the review of Section 9.1 on the equality, Section 11 on the right to life, Section 28, which refers to children's rights, and Section 103, which refers to the provinces of South Africa. This submission is then also one which is ready for consideration by the committee and is categorized as Category 1 due to its being easily can be referenced within national legislation which exists. The 49th submission, which came into the committee of 2016, is by Abai. Abai is requesting also, is supported by 13 people on his submission. He is requesting that the Section 103 on provinces, that the provinces be amended in order for provinces to be reduced to 5 provinces in order to provide for more centralized services and jobs by building more schools, libraries, and increase the number of old age homes. This submission is a submission which I felt number 49 is ready for consideration by the committee and may not necessarily necessitate a legal opinion. Submission number 50 is by Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson is also on Section 103, which deals with provinces, and they request a review of the number of provinces to be reduced in order to provide for better services to people within the villages. This one is also ready for consideration by the committee. It falls under Category 1. Submission 51 is by Iram Khorana. Iram does not cite a section in the Constitution on my reading of his original submission. However, the subject matter of his submission goes to the heart of a rejection of the entire Constitution on the basis of its legitimacy. He's allegedly stating that the Constitution itself is in violation of international laws and treaties. This one falls under Category 3, which is one that does not necessarily fall under the mandate of the committee due to the lack of a section quotation where the committee must focus. Number 52 submission is, as already stated before, it's exactly the same submission. The person, we just referenced it so that it's captured that the person submitted the same. So I have briefed members on this one. It's the one where I said it's the language, the one it has been considered, the one on provinces, which we will refer the provinces letter for one legal opinion, which will then answer a lot of the ones that deal with the provincial reduction request by submitters. Moving on then to submission 53. Submission 53 is by Sepiso Mahano. Sepiso is requesting the committee to consider the review of section 93 in order to the state may not discriminate on one or more grounds, specifically on the basis of class within the Equality Clause and the infringement of Section 10 on human dignity due to the lack of access applicable to previously disadvantaged groups. Tepiso is also requesting the community to review Section 9.5 on discrimination, which is established as being fair, whereas she personally feels that the discrimination is unfair. She elaborates in the submission by stating that this omission renders the constitution non-inclusive to the majority of the people in this country who have had their class fate decided for them by the system, and it's still not been corrected. Because this person has cited the constitutional section, this is one which can the committee can refer for legal opinion, because even though on the base of it, it seems it's always covered by national legislation, I felt that it doesn't specifically, it's not a cut and dry case, and it does require us to then hear what legal is saying when you look at the actual original submission in this regard. So this one I've categorized as two, which is one which we will request a legal opinion on. Now the 54th submission which came to the committee is one from the Foundation on National Restoration. This one is speaking to Chapter 12 on traditional leaders, and it's requesting a review of Section 211 and Section 212. The submission is based on scriptures, and the references are made to cite various scriptures within the Bible. The Foundation's mission refers to indigenous people of South Africa, the recommendation of an introduction of a Ministry of Indigenous Affairs, which needs to be set up for the Foundation within the Constitution as Chapter 12A, and the Foundation nation is not traditional and cannot be assimilated into traditional structures. This particular submission is slightly complex and is one which I said it does not is not covered in the framework on traditional leadership, and is one which the committee needs to hear in depth from the legal advisors, because it's not a cut and dry case where they are saying they want to be included, because they are saying they are not traditional leaders, but there was their own act which establishes them as a separate entity as people of South Africa. So this one I've referred to legal, or I've recommended for referral to legal, and it's categorized as Category 2. Submission 55 is by the leader of the Democratic Alliance, Ms. Honorable Musi Maimane. He is then requesting the committee to have a look at Section 89 with the insertion of capital A, which he requests the committee to consider the cessation of the term of the president. And he recommends that the committee change the section in order to reflect the following. The president ceases to be the president if he or she has been found by the Constitutional Court to have violated his oath of office, to have committed a serious violation of the Constitution or the law, or to have committed a serious misconduct. Review omission of this clause, which allows for impeachment of the president where the Constitutional Court has made a ruling in that respect. The recommendation recommended addition to Section 89 does not obviate Section 89, subsection 1, but would ensure that if the Constitutional Court finds a sitting president to have violated the Constitution or his oath of office or her oath of office, the president's term of office would then cease, allowing the National Assembly to elect a new president. These submissions are then categorized under 2, which is 1, which is being referred for legal opinion. Submission number 56 is by the Green Hearts Organization of the Western Cape, and they are requesting the committee to review Section 28 on the child, on the rights of the child. And they are requesting that we include in the Constitution a subsection D to Section 28 in order to state that every child has a right to be protected from maltreatment, neglect, abuse, or degradation. If I had to read then more on the summary of this actual submission, presently the Constitution does not protect the children when it comes to abuse and degradation through child pornography specifically. It only refers to the Publication Act, which is not one which protects children unless there is a victim who can testify in this regard. This leads to a very lenient sentence. And therefore, if the Constitution then is changed in order to include subsection D, which then protects children from degradation itself, over and beyond the existing national legislation, this person then feels that this would protect children better. This submission I've categorized as 2, which is 1 for referral for legal opinion, because the person is saying it would not be enough for us to amend the Publication Act in order to protect children in this regard. We need to go further and insert the sections as they are prescribed into the Constitution. So this is category 2 and it will be going for legal opinion. Moving on then to submission number 57 is by Elizabeth Malebo of the University of the Free State. And this person requests for the recognition of sign language as an official language under Section 6.1. The submission on this section is in the process of being adopted by the committee. The committee has in principle agreed that South African sign language can then be added as one of the 11 official languages under 6.1. So, members, this one then doesn't necessarily fall under one which is not in the mandate of the committee per se, but because the committee is in the process of ruling on it, I've categorized it as 3. However, if members feel that they want it as 1, which is deliberation, or 1 that needs to be referred for legal opinion, then I can change the categorization of 3. But I'm not denoting it as 3 because it's outside of our mandate. I'm simply stating that the committee has agreed in principle to including South African Sign Language and that we are in the process of following the parliamentary process of officiating it in order for it to be enacted as decided by the committee.
Is it not going to get lost when you put it under 3? Maybe put it under, just for safety's sake, put it under 1.
My only worry, members, is that if we categorize this one, we're gonna miss where we are with it. It basically, I don't know if we still have to keep it. Unfortunately, we can't make that decision to take it out because it's concluded basically, and it's 86. So we will confuse people if we keep it. But. I don't know. Maybe for as we agreed on the minutes, that we will reflect that the feeling of the member of the committee here today is that it should not be categorized, so he will just park it. Right. Justice Allen?
Members, moving on then to submission number 58. So sorry not to take the committee back, Chair. We're going to park this one. We're not going to categorize it. We'll note it in the minutes that we've decided to deliberate on it when there's a fuller complement of members.
Not to deliberate on it because it's concluded. So we've decided to park it until we report on this one. It will accordingly be referred to that it was already concluded by the time it was submitted. So for now you park it. We will revisit when we full just to confirm the proposal by the members when we have the quorum. say this one will, should not be attended to in this batch because it's already attended. Yeah, all right, members?
Chair, I think I'm in the... Sorry, Chair.
Honourable Swart?
I think you are correct, but the what we can do then is just write a letter to the person to say we concluded and this was the result of our recommendation that it will be done, you see. But that decision we'll have to take when we've got a full quorum. So it is to park and then to advise the submitter that this matter has been resolved. We've taken so that they know it's positive, we've accepted that sign language will be recommended.
Yeah, all right. Agree with that opinion?
Yes.
Go ahead. Sure.
Thank you, members. Moving on then to submission number 58. Submission number 58 is from Mtolo. Mtolo is emanating from Kokstad, and he or she is proposing that in section 217, subsection 1 on procurement, section 25 on property, on property, specifically section 2 provides that property may be expropriated in terms of the laws of general application for public purpose or subject to compensation for the amount which the time and manner of the payment which have either been agreed to by those affected or decided or approved by a court. This then also falls under category 2, which is for referral for legal opinion, because it falls under the other matters which have said, which I have previously briefed the members on as ones which then are either fall under high level panel or ones where it requires legal opinion, because if the sections themselves have been stated and the recommendations have been made by the submitter as to what they would like to see change with regard to the expropriation of land. So this one I've categorized as 2 for referral for legal opinion. Moving on then to submission 59. Submission 59 has been submitted by the South African National Deaf Association, and this submission also relates to the recognition of South African Sign Language under Section 1, under Section 6.1. Beg your pardon, members. This one then, I will then follow the decision of the members of categorizing it as 3. However, with the note that we will write to SANDA, stipulating that this decision has already been made by the committee and it's in the process of being finalized into law. Moving on then to the 60th submission for 2016. 60th submission is submitted by Selby. Selby is requesting that the committee review Chapter 2 on the Bill of Rights. The subject matter of the submission requests for the addition of the right to work in the Bill of Rights in Chapter 2 as being included as a fundamental right, and the Bill of Rights does not realize by over 8 million unemployed South Africans, and it is not possible for many to use Section 22 on the freedom of trade, occupation and profession to feel that the country has then effectively protected this right fully. So this submission is the one which then I've categorized as category 1, which is one that the committee is ready to consider and does not necessitate a legal opinion. However, if the committee is of a different view, we can then refer this at a later stage. Submission number 61 is by the Progressive Professionals Forum. They are requesting a review of the Section 25 on property, Section 41 on governmental affairs, Section 235, and the preamble, and also the section which speaks to freedom of speech. This particular submission is also one which is ready for consideration by the committee, and it does not necessitate a legal opinion. Upon the members being briefed on the summary and the national legislation, the members will then be be in a position to make a ruling on it. However, if at a later stage members decide during deliberations they want a legal, it can then be referred to a legal opinion. However, now it's category one as it stands. Submission 62 is by the Griqua Royal House, and they are requesting a review of section 211 on traditional leaders and section 212, and they're asking the committee to review these sections in order to include the Khoisan in the traditional leaders wording of these two sections. They want to explicitly see Khoisan added within the constitution in those sections. This then has been already, the committee has received a legal opinion on this particular request. If the committee is in agreement, I can then sum up in the summary the legal opinion and brief the committee when I'm then briefing them on the finalized summary for the committee to then make a ruling on this particular section. But we have received a very thorough legal opinion from our legal services on this matter, and therefore it's category one and it's cited as one thing which is ready for consideration. Submission number 63 is from Molefi Solo. Molefi Solo has also previously...
You've made a suggestion on 62. Are we agreeing to it? Agreed.
All right, thank you, members. I've noted that. Mr. Molefi, Mr. Solo has submitted to the committee. However, in his submission, again, he does not make reference to the constitution as a particular section. However, when you read the original submission, he requests for constitutional booklets to be distributed to learners in institutions. And he just says institutions, which means the schools and also the tertiary institutions, and the inclusion of a constitutional education within the syllabus of the schools in the country. And this one, it falls under category three, but however, we can then make a note as being the process that we write to the submitter and direct them to where they can get a printing of the constitution, and also then I'm not sure of the inclusion of the syllabus, whether we would need to, because they've not cited the section, I feel that this falls under category three. However, we will write to them and direct them accordingly. Then moving on to submission 64, which is by Mr. Grant Snell. Mr. Grant Snell also does not reference a particular section. He requests the committee to consider the constitutional business model with reference to the national and provincial concurrent powers and how it impacts on policy formulation and implementation. This one also falls under category three because it does not direct the committee as to how it can assist him in his submission. The 65th then submission that came to the committee is by the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, ICASA. ICASA is requesting the committee to review section 181 on the establishment and establishment and governing principles, and it proposes the addition of subsection G to section 181 of the Electoral Communications Commission as one of the nine state institutions which need to strengthen democracy. They are also requesting the committee to review section 192 on the Electoral Commission's communication, and they propose the establishment of an independent commission to regulate broadcasting, telecommunications, the postal services in the public interest, and to ensure fairness and diversity of the views of the broadly broadly representing South Africans. This submission 65 is category one and is one which is ready for consideration by the committee upon consideration of the summaries and national legislation that exists. Submission 66 is by Mr. Ngubeni. Mr. Ngubeni is requesting us to review the very section that establishes us as a committee, which is section 45.1c. He proposes that the section be checked with the reason, with no reason or proposal. He requests the provision of also of the constitutional booklet. So Mr. Ngobeni is citing a section, which is the one that establishes the committee. He proposes that the committee reviews the section itself, and then he also requests that there be provision of constitutional booklets to his community. So this one can be one that is categorized as one, which is one that is ready for consideration by the committee. The very last then submission is one by Equal Education. It is submission 67 of 2016. Equal Education is requesting the committee to review section 100 on the national intervention in provincial administration. They require a change to the constitution in order to facilitate the enactment of legislation regulating the intervention processes and making them mandatory. They propose that the time period for the reviews undertaken by the NCOP be specified as occurring quarterly, and they want this to be reflected in section 100 of the constitution. And they are also proposing a subsection that obligates national executive to report quarterly in writing and orally to the NCOP on the progress and challenges which are then facing them. In this, the submission is one which I then categorized as two, which is one which we will refer as a committee to legal opinion. If members are then happy with the categorization and the brief summaries which have been provided and the comments which have been given with regard to clarifying some of the submissions which didn't specify sections, then members will then compile then a finalized summary which has been agreed upon in principle, which is also open to amendment by the members, but this said table the submissions which have been put through to the committee in last year. Opening of us requesting submissions. Thank you, members.
Members, final views on the total summary. We've categorized, as she's indicating, and it's work in progress, basically.
Yeah. Yes. Just actually, thank you for the hard work that was done in this week. We are grateful for the categorization. Thank you.
All right. Then, honourable members, we're still not correcting, as we indicated earlier, so we would not deal with the minutes. What is left is just for me to thank all of you. Thank you. Oh, Honourable Bumrah?
No, Bumrah, no question. I just wanted to
make a suggestion. You see, we have got a problem in this committee. Not only of not collating, but also meetings being covered. And yet, this, to me, is the most important committee. It is not respected either by parliament or by members or by us. Now, I was going to suggest that can't we get a slot on a Wednesday? I don't know how the NCO people thought. You have agreed? So, well, as I said, no formula, no suggestion. Okay.
No, thank you, members. We've agreed. We've attempted, of course, already to try and sit on a Wednesday. And in one of the minutes, you see on the 21st of June, we sat on a Wednesday as well, when we adopted the 2015 report. So we will continue to put an effort in us meeting before Friday. So whatever the slot, evenings and even during the day where possible. So we thank you, members, for those that are with us and continuously to put an effort and energy to the committee. Thank you very much. It's a spring day. Hopefully, we'll have some nice orange juice somewhere and enjoy. Have a good weekend. Sure.
Oh, no, man. Absolutely.